This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. Many years ago, I lived on 5 acres that had a septic mount. It was hard to mow, and the rider mower was not to be used on top. My clever idea was to plant native seed. Well, this was a long time ago when I was very new at the gardening game and I did not research it the way I should have. See photos on my website, gardenbite.com. There are rules to planting on septic systems, and Prairie Moon Nursery has come up with a septic-safe seed mix. In their words, the septic-safe seed mix has all the qualities to make that crappy site into something beautiful and beneficial. These species are rugged. They'll thrive in the moisture-sucking gravel above tanks and leach fields, as well as withstand the additional heat emitted from below. Once established, this combination of plants averages 2 to 3 feet in height. The colorful flowers throughout the growing season will provide year-long interest and support local pollinators like butterflies, bees, and birds. Depending on what part of the country you live in, the seed mix could be different. Check with your area's native seed companies. Prairie Moon has a tongue-in-cheek method of sharing the do's and don'ts. I have a link to their website, but generally speaking, there are things we would normally do when planting that we don't do on septic sites. For instance, don't add additional soil. Don't mulch heavily. Don't irrigate or water excessively. Don't till. Don't dig deeply, and a few more don'ts. Do plant perennials, drought-tolerant plants, and non-woody plants. The mix is basically half grasses and half wildflowers. Most of these plants would thrive in our colder climates. I have a list of what's in the mix and more on planting on gardenbite.com. Once a native area is established, which takes 3 or more years, it is amazing. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.